Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, 6:30, 8 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, and sometimes 3 in the afternoon, but it's generally I have the show, and I sometimes have it at weekends at 11 o'clock or earlier. The topic of today's show is going to be why I write. Let me say that a few things about myself before we begin this. This show is a politically incorrect show. We're not concerned with media hype, media lies, political rhetoric or anything like that. We're interested in honest truth and honesty and critical thinking that leads to truth and facts. Second, I'm a Christian and I'm not about to abandon that position. I think it's the true faith for me. I have no objection to other people having other views, but for me, the Christian faith is founded in the Holy Scripture, which I believe from Genesis to Revelation, and also in the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and in the great Christian writers of the past, whether St. Augustine, of course, St. Paul, the outstanding religious genius of all time. His letters will bring you and raise you up immeasurably. I recommend also Luther, Calvin, St. Thomas Aquinas, Augustine, and others, and T.S. Eliot, and C.S. Lewis, and G.K. Chesterton, and many, many other great minds who have embraced the Christian faith. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, and this show is visited by many people from many countries, particularly from China and Muslim countries. I very much welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters to my shows. I welcome all faiths and all thoughts and ideas. I object to no one having those views on these shows. I also am a writer. As I said, I'm going to think about why I write today. I am a writer. I've written 10 books, four Christian and two legal, select legal topics, volume 1 and 2, and I have written a Christian book of essays in the Christian worldview, essays in faith, culture, politics, and philosophy, and a book on the parables, as well as most recently a 390-page book, interpretation of the Psalms in the Bible. For me, the Psalms are the voice of God and the voice of Christ. John Donne, the great Anglican speaker, Greek Anglican poet, and minister, said of the Psalms, they were the manna of the church. Anybody who has not read the Psalms has not met the living God. They are so beautiful and so stirring. They are not to be missed in any translation you might have. They are the core of Jewish religious thinking and poetry, and they are more than worth our attention in any age, at any time, in any person. I hope you've enjoyed this book on the Psalms, and I hope it's helpful. I am also writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm also writing a book of my blogs, two volumes of my blog book, literary, political, and theological blogs, and I'm also writing a book eventually on the Book of Job. That's in the future. Job is one of my very favorite books in the Bible. I have written two academicus articles on the Albanian Scientific Journal, which has been sold to many, many German and foreign universities in China and Japan and Germany, and also, of course, the UA, and they have it's been sold to the State Department, as well as a Syracuse Law Review article I wrote has been sold to the United States Supreme Court, as well as many other institutions. I enjoy writing, and I want to talk about why I write. Now, in today's world, reading and writing have kind of taken a bit of a back seat. Mostly, first of all, I spoke about reading the other night and why I read. I think it's very important to read. It brings me into thinking and a level of thinking that would be otherwise not be afforded me. What do I say about writing? Writing is lonely and it's hard. It's laborious and brings no little money generally and no fame. Writing is hard work, and in many instances there's little or no possibility or rewards or insight. But I want to offer some reasons why I write. These are very compelling reasons. First of all, most important for me, I love and enjoy what may be called the sounds of words. Words are more than a medium of bare-bone communication and information, but they express through themselves many qualities of poetic beauty. And Psalms are the example. Many great works of prose and poetry are expressed in words of great depth and beauty. And words can express the deepest and profound of religious feeling and insight, the most beautiful vision and apprehension of nature, the depths of romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas. So, what are we going to say? Why I write, I love and enjoy the sounds, the beautiful sounds of words. Words for me are not merely a bare-bone communication of the internet, but they express in and through themselves great qualities of poetic beauty. Words taken, expressed correctly, and express the deepest and profound of religious feeling and insight, the most beautiful vision and apprehension of nature, the depths of romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas and thinking. Words can be put to use in a casual and informal essay, as well as the long, long narratives and conventions of the novel. Words we can express themselves through a casual and informal essay, as well as through the novel as developed for the past 500 years. Words can express through alliteration, assonance, rhythm and rhyme, sounds and forms that bring us to the face of their own particular beauty. In sum, I write because I enjoy the sounds and of words, whether expressed in poetry, whether expressed in a casual essay, or whether expressing religious feeling and insight, the vision of nature, the depths of romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas. Words are the vehicle of the beautiful. Second, I write because I enjoy expressing my thoughts in a coherent forms. When we express ourselves orally or on a screen, this is impermanent and undeveloped. That's the issue with images. They are impermanent. They are undeveloped. They are not thought out. The written word, the developed written word, allows the expression of coherent thinking, and where ideas and concepts and thoughts can be made permanent and expressed to a wider audience. So, as I say, oral communication is impermanent and undeveloped. The developed written word allows the expression of profound and coherent thinking, ideas and concepts, which are made permanent and expressed to a wider and wider audience. Second, third, I write because I want to have maybe it's egotistical or unfair, I want to have my place in history where other minds will perhaps remember me and think of me and my thoughts and ideas when I'm long gone. I write because I have the selfish and egotistical desire to have a place in the stream of future generations. I wish in this act of egotism to have a place in the pantheon, corner in the arena of history. I want a place in the stream of history where other minds will perhaps remember me and think of me and my thoughts and ideas when I'm long gone. I write because I have the selfish and egotistical desire to have a place in the stream of history. I wish in egotism to have a place in the arena of human history. So I write not only because I want to express my thoughts and ideas in an elegant and literary way, but because I want to have a place in the sun, so to speak. I write because I enjoy the sounds of words, the vocalic sounds of words, the poetic beauty of words, and because I enjoy expressing my thoughts in the most elegant and literary way, and I want a place in history or to be remembered. I write because I think I have something to say. I'm not so dominant and self-involved that I think my thoughts are entirely original, since many of them come from the reading of the major writers and thinkers I have done in the course of my lifetime. But I do think in some little way that I am, so to speak, continuing my little widow's mite through my writing and offering the world something of value and interest. I write because I think I have something to say, and I'm not so dominant and self-involved and egotistical that I think my thoughts are entirely original. Many of them come from reading of the major writers and thinkers I've done in the course of my life, but I do think that in some little way that I can, so to speak, contribute my little widow's mite through my writing and offer the world something of value and interest. Oh, I write, I guess, because I think I have something to say and believe people might be interested. I conclude with this. The sacrifice involved in writing is very great and daunting, but I still think, even with the dominance of the visual issues and loud sound, that writing always properly used can be able to express the loftiest, most profound, deepest, and most beautiful ideas and apprehensions that the human mind can express. Despite the yelling, and despite the blatant images, despite the lies that are thrust on these, through the commerce, through the commercial sector and politics, the task of writing is very great, the sacrifice is great, but even with the dominance of the visual image and sound, writing will always be able to express the loftiest, most profound, deepest, and most beautiful ideas and apprehension that the human mind can speak. I hope I've given a little indication of why I write, why I do it, and want to do it. I love the sounds of words. I love expressing my thoughts in a permanent form. I want to have a place in history, and I think I have something to say. Not much, maybe a little bit, but something of value. If you want to know more about why I write and why I read, look at page 10, 11, and 12 of my book, Essays on the Christian Worldview and Others, Political, Literary, and Philosophical. I hope you enjoy this little broadcast and the previous one on why I read, and I hope that you have gained some insights and knowledge from what I've said. Thank you. Good night.